Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New international talks on Syria. The United States says it will use the Friday discussions to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, President Assad's top two allies, whose military involvement in Syria is aimed at propping up his floundering regime. Secretary of State John Kerry says the talks are the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's bloody conflict and to, in his words, chart a course out of hell. The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he will promote national reconciliation and cut poverty in half during his second term. President Ouattara spoke Thursday to VOA in Abidjan a day after he was declared the winner of the October 25th election with more than 83% of the vote. Mr. Ouattara says he intends to work on healing wounds left over from post-election violence in 2010 that killed 3,000 people.
It shows that reconciliation is making progress, but we have to do more because it's important for the country, for the next generation. And I will continue to do my best to continue to reconcile my compatriots.
President Ouattara says his goal is to reduce poverty by the end of his term in 2020. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli won the presidential race. The commission says Magufuli of the CCM party defeated main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadema party 58-40%. The U.S. and European Union are temporarily lifting some sanctions against Belarus. It comes after it freed the last of its political prisoners in August. This is VOA News.